This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Last August, Mary Crowley set sail from San Francisco in search of the North Pacific Gyre, a confluence of currents notable for what they have carried into that expanse of ocean, a vast sea of trash.
We had all too easy a time finding it. We were probably 4 days out from San Francisco. As we got into the areas of heavier accumulation, one could sometimes spot 300 to 400 pieces in half an hour. There was an amazing amount of plastic day after day going through the ocean. It was like going through scattered fields of garbage.
Crowley, executive director of Ocean Voyages Institute in Sausalito, has co-founded the environmental mission Project Kaisei, which set out to document the so-called plastic vortex, hundreds of square miles of ocean cluttered with floating debris that is a hazard to both navigation and marine life.
Ghost nets are certainly a navigational hazard. When the ghost nets are abandoned fishing gear, they kind of roll in the ocean, and you could, over 5 or 10 years, end up with 30 or 40 fishing nets tangled together, and amongst them, you'll find lots of plastic debris, and you'll find dead sea life as well.
Those large clumps are only the most visible part of the problem, however. Crowley reports they are surrounded by literally millions of far smaller plastic particles that are more harmful to fish and seabirds and more difficult to collect and remove.
The small pieces are what is potentially being ingested by fish and all sorts of sea life and birds and causing real problems. And the small pieces are harder to figure out how to harvest successfully from the ocean. And so we had a team of people that created 4 different prototypes of devices to be used for passive collection. And those experiments were quite successful.
Some of those methods will be put to the test when Project Kaisei returns to the Pacific Gyre later this year, with 3 ships better equipped to gather up the floating waste. On the first voyage, they were only able to return with a sample of what they found.
80% of the garbage was from land-based sources and 20% from ships. Unfortunately, all countries are contributing to this problem.
Meanwhile, Crowley mourns the mess that she had to leave behind.
I found it very, very frustrating to be leaving behind garbage, because we didn't have the capacity to pick up as much of it as I would have liked. So this year we definitely will be making a dent, but the plan is by 2011 to look at having a ship with a reprocessing plant on it so that it can be based out in the gyre and be constantly fed this garbage by other ships.
The goal is to have that processor convert the plastic to fuel for other ships to use. If successful, that approach could be applied to the other smaller gyres that could be found in every ocean on the planet. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.